Emerging technologies. In this session, we are going to cover artificial intelligence, machine learning, robotic process automation, blockchain, and cryptocurrency. We begin with emerging technologies and artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is a field of computer science that focuses on the creation of intelligent machines that can mimic humans. Types of artificial intelligence include weak AI and strong AI. Weak AI, also known as narrow AI, is designed to perform specific tasks and excel at them, such as Apple's Siri, which is basically a virtual assistant on your wrist that can understand and respond to voice commands. So that's weak AI. Strong AI, also known as broad AI, is designed to possess cognitive abilities that are similar to that of a human, such as understanding natural language, recognizing faces, and making decisions. Applications of AI: self-driving cars, image recognition, speech recognition, natural language processing, where AI is used to understand and respond to human language, which empowers things like chatbots. Robotics, healthcare. So AI can analyze medical images and assist in the diagnosis and treatment planning, and also predict patient outcomes. Then finance. So AI can be used to detect fraud, predict stock prices, and make trading decisions. Gaming. So AI is used to create intelligent opponents and also non-player characters in video games. Marketing. AI can analyze customer data and personalize advertising and recommendations. And also the weather. AI can predict the weather. Benefits of implementing AI in accounting information systems. This is probably where the exam is going to test. So implementing AI in an accounting information system can provide numerous benefits, which transforms the way that organizations manage their finances and their financial processes. Some of the key benefits include enhanced automation, improved accuracy and reduced errors, advanced data analytics and insights, fraud detection and prevention. So AI algorithms can be trained to detect unusual transactions, enhanced decision making, personalized customer experiences, streamlined regulatory compliance. So AI tools can help an organization stay compliant with changing regs by automating the monitoring and reporting of financial information, as well as identifying any potential compliance issues early on. Increased productivity, which allows accounting professionals to then focus on high-value tasks. Scalability. So AI-powered accounting information systems, they can easily scale and accommodate changes in business size, complexity, or regulatory requirements. So this also enables the organization to adapt more quickly to changing business environments. And also continuous learning and development. So AI can learn from the data that it processes and then adapt and then continuously improve over time and then eventually take over the company. Next, we have machine learning. So machine learning is a subfield of AI where computers or machines have the ability to learn from data and improve their performance on a specific task without being explicitly programmed. So machine learning algorithms can be divided into three steps. You have infer/predict. So in the infer/predict step, the algorithm works on a given data set to draw an inference or make a prediction. So that's infer or predict. Then we have error. In the error step, the inference or prediction is compared to the desired outcome and any errors are identified. Then we have train/learn, which in that step, the algorithm learns from these errors and improves its performance. Next, we have robotic process automation, which is a technology that allows businesses to automate repetitive routine tasks by mimicking the actions of a human user interacting with digital systems. This can include tasks such as data entry, form filling, and even complex workflows. So robotic process automation, or RPA. RPA bots are typically integrated with other software systems such as enterprise resource planning or customer relationship management systems to automate tasks and workflows across multiple systems. So the goal of RPA is to increase efficiency, reduce costs, and improve accuracy by automating repetitive manual tasks. So an example of RPA in an accounting world would be using a bot to automatically input data from invoices into the accounting system. So the bot can be programmed to read the invoice, extract the relevant information, and then input that information into the accounting system. So this can save significant time for accounting staff. Or if you're a CPA firm and you send out that mailer once a year that says, did your data change? Did anything change with your tax situation? You know, it's a thing that nobody actually sends back in. Assume that people send that back in, then a robotic process automation could actually enter that information into the tax software. So new dependent, and this is their social, etc. Next, we have blockchain. Blockchain is a decentralized digital ledger of transactions that is used to record and track transactions across a network of computers. One of the key features of blockchain is its ability to create trust between parties that don't know or trust each other. So this is achieved through the use of cryptography, which ensures that once a block is added to the chain, it cannot be altered. So this creates a tamper-proof record of all transactions, making it ideal for use in financial systems, supply chain management, and other industries where transparency and security are important. So let's talk more about blockchain. Blockchain is a distributed ledger technology, meaning that it's spread across a network of computers, like we already talked about, rather than being stored in a central location, which is key. It's highly secure and resistant to tampering, and each block in the chain is connected to the previous block through links called hashes. Transactions on a blockchain are usually validated by a consensus mechanism, such as a proof of work or a proof of stake, where multiple users on the network validate the transaction. So blockchain is often used for digital currencies like Bitcoin, but it can be applied to other areas such as supply chain, voting systems, and other industries. The transparency and immutability of blockchain technology, meaning it doesn't change, allow for increased trust and accountability in transactions. So blockchain typically involves several steps. So transactions are initiated by users who send digital assets like cryptocurrencies to specific addresses on the blockchain. Then these transactions are grouped together into blocks where they're then broadcast to the network for validation. So validating nodes, also known as miners, M-I-N-E-R-S, miners, use complex algorithms to verify the transactions and then add the block to the blockchain. So once added, the block cannot be altered or deleted, creating a permanent and tamper-proof record of the transaction. Then the blockchain is maintained by a decentralized network of nodes rather than a central authority, so there is no single point of failure. Some advantages of blockchain. Well, first you have increased security and immutability of records due to the decentralized and cryptographic nature of the tech. There's also a reduced risk of fraud and corruption because the transactions are transparent and they're tamper-proof. You have improved efficiency and reduced intermediaries in various industries like finance, supply chain, real estate. And you have enhanced privacy and protection of sensitive information because the personal information is encrypted and it's not shared on the public ledger. So you have the potential for smart contracts and decentralized applications that can automate processes and increase automation. So that's the upside. The downside is that there are scalability issues as the number of users and transactions increase. And there's limited privacy and security concerns as information is publicly accessible. And there's limited interoperability between different blockchain systems. And energy consumption for maintaining and verifying the network can be high. There's also the potential for illegal activities such as money laundering and fraud due to the anonymity of the transactions. And, like, let's face it, if you asked your average CPA to describe blockchain, you'd probably get a blank stare. So there's just limited understanding of what it actually is. Blockchain also uses the creation of smart contracts, which are self-executing contracts with the terms of the agreement directly written into the lines of code. So this eliminates the need for any intermediaries in many transactions and enables more efficient and more secure exchange of assets, goods, and services. So let's apply it to financial reporting. Blockchain has the potential to transform financial reporting by providing a secure, transparent, and efficient platform for recording and sharing financial information. So with that, you have increased data and integrity. Because blockchain uses cryptographic techniques and consensus mechanisms to ensure that once data is added to the chain, it can't be altered, this helps to eliminate fraud. Then you have real-time reporting. There's increased transparency and traceability, automation with smart contracts, intercompany transactions. So blockchain can help streamline intercompany transactions by providing a shared real-time ledger that can be accessed by all parties. So this can simplify the reconciliation process and improve the accuracy of the financial reports. Then you have another advantage is secure data sharing, simplified consolidation. So blockchain can simplify the consolidation process for organizations with multiple subs or entities by providing a single source of truth for financial data. So this can reduce the time and effort required to consolidate financial reports and ensure greater consistency across entities. And it reduces the audit complexity, because the traceability and transparency provided by blockchain can help reduce the complexity of financial audits, because auditors can more easily verify the accuracy of financial data and potentially leading to more efficient audits and reduce audit costs. Not that they want to lower costs, but in theory. And also regulatory compliance. So blockchain can facilitate compliance with financial reporting regulations by providing a transparent, secure, and most importantly, tamper-proof record of financial transactions, which can help an organization demonstrate their compliance with the regs. Now let's dig into controls on blockchain in financial reporting. So the COSO framework is a widely recognized framework for designing, implementing, and evaluating the effectiveness of internal control systems. In the context of blockchain, the COSO framework can be applied to evaluate risks and design controls to address them. And if you look in your Ninja book on page 14, we have a breakdown of COSO and the COSO component, the COSO principle, and then the blockchain application for each of those. You'd be even more bored than you already are if I went through all of them. There's like 17 of them, but you can go through them there. Finally, let's discuss cryptocurrency. Already touched on it a bit with blockchain. So crypto is a digital or virtual currency that uses cryptography for security. It operates independently of a central bank and is decentralized, meaning it's not controlled by a government or an institution. That's probably why the government hates it. Bitcoin, which is the first and most well-known crypto, was created in 2009. Other examples of crypto include Ethereum, Litecoin, and Ripple. So crypto transactions are recorded on a public digital ledger called a blockchain. Just talked about it. The use of crypto is still relatively new, and it's rapidly evolving, and there's an ongoing debate about its potential uses. and risks. So speaking of risks, like there's some there are some Bitcoin horror stories out there. One guy had like two at the time it was like $250 million of Bitcoin on a hard drive, accidentally threw it away, went to a landfill, and he unsuccessfully tried to find the hard drive, and you know, that's just $250 million down the drain. That's a risk. This concludes Emerging Technologies.